One student, there's always one student, right, who will speak for the group. As Gamera is bringing almost certain death to this group of Japanese teenagers,
yeah.
This one teen leaps up on a table and says, "I say we stay and dance." And the music resumes, and Gamera comes their way.
5 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I say we stay and talk at 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, who failed to confront a gunman during last year's Parkland, Florida school shooting, arrested today on 11 charges, including child neglect, negligence, and perjury. Fox's Evan Brown.
State investigators say Peterson did nothing to mitigate the shooting inside the school when 17 people were killed. He was even seen on recordings warning other responding officers to keep away.
If convicted on all charges, Peterson faces nearly 100 years in prison. President Trump says he still plans to impose tariffs on all imports from Mexico next week in an effort to force the nation to do more to stop the flow of migrants to the U.S. border.
Mexico shouldn't allow millions of people to try and enter our country.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he hopes the U.S. and Mexico negotiators can resolve the border issue, which would end the threat of those tariffs. This is Fox News.
Sweating a lot now.
Sucks.
I feel hot. My AC is shot now.
Awful.
So hot. So hot. I can't get cool.
Are you kidding me?
Ow. Temperature's high. I'm starting to fry. Temperature's high.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Gonna give this a try.
Look at
time
the time.
To jump in. Hey, shrinkage.
So that was Rich Thomas and James Brown, a duo you're not going to hear anywhere but on this radio station, News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, so the big stories today, market way up. Brant will give us more insight on that. After, a year and a half, 15 months, whatever, they finally did something. It took a new governor to pluck out the old bonehead sheriff. As my friend Lisa told us, in the days and weeks following that shooting, we talked to her about once a week, parents had organized. They wanted something done about the sheriff and about this guy that was charged today. I was kind of stunned there. He faces a potential 100 years. I don't think he needs to do that. I do think he needs to do some time. And not just for himself, but for everybody else out there that thinks, it's just a job. Because if you really don't think you can handle a situation like that, you shouldn't be wearing a badge. And that cast a shadow on the thousands and thousands of brave, heroic police officers we do have, not only in the city, the state, but across the country. And I would love, I don't have too many policemen that I'm close enough to where I could say, hey, would you mind giving me a comment? Most of them don't. Because even though they may have been disgusted with the way that particular situation was handled, they're not real eager to jump on the air and render an opinion. But that said, it sure took them long enough to do what probably could have been done a year ago. But that's Democratic politics in Broward County, Florida. You all know about that. At 5:06, let's talk about our friend Terry Adams, shall we? The much beloved and glorious Prime Minister at Playtime. We're in a brand new month at Adams Motorsports that started today. And they've continued. The items that you want to enjoy this summer, jet skis, for example, every year they get an allotment of jet skis that's based on the previous year's sale. Once they're gone, they're gone. So if you want to get out on the water, maybe you're thinking ahead to July 4th weekend, maybe your tax refund just arrived, you can get a Kawasaki jet ski. And like all the products at Adams Motorsports, they are financed by the manufacturers, so you don't have to meet a bank standard to get what you want at the lowest possible rate. Polaris continues to offer rebates up to $1,500 and low annual percentage rates on all of their products for off-road fun. Motorcycles, the Kymco scooter that gets an incredible 150 mpg. Things that get you outside and away from it all without having to buy a plane ticket or anything else. Stop by and see Terry and his team. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Get your credit app started and take advantage of low interest rates, big rebates at AdamsMotorsports.com. Traffic and weather together, and then Brand.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look at the traffic around the river region, and we have a couple of problems to tell you about. We have a grass fire on I-85 southbound right at the Union Street exit. Fire officials are there trying to put that out. And let's be careful. This is the third day in a row we've had a grass fire on the interstate. Keep your fire and your cigarettes inside your car. We also see an accident at Siebel's Road and Narrow Lane Road, so watch out if you're in that vicinity. Most of the interstates are rolling along at a speed limit ride. We don't have any real problems on I-65. If you're on the boulevard, crowds are beginning between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway around the interstate and the Troy Highway, so let's watch where we're going this afternoon. The pickup trucks have invaded and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32. Montgomery police say two male roommates were involved in a fight that led to a stabbing last night in the 2100 block of East 4th Street. Both men were injured and taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for their injuries. They are expected to recover. No word yet on if they'll face any charges. The Alabama Supreme Court is hearing arguments in former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's appeal of his conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard's attorney is arguing that Hubbard committed no crimes and that prosecutors are stretching the bounds of the ethics law in their attempt to send him to prison. The Alabama Attorney General's office will ask justices to uphold the conviction. After months of negotiations and delays, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a bipartisan disaster relief funding bill yesterday. This will assist Alabamians who lost their homes due to the Lee County tornadoes and farmers who saw devastating crop losses after Hurricane Michael. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Alabama is parched and we need some rain, and it looks like our weather is going to turn around in a big way before this week is over. But for tonight, partly cloudy, still dry, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Some widely scattered pop-up storms for some lucky communities, but most towns will stay dry. Then scattered hit or miss storms become a little bit more numerous on Thursday. Thursday's high around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms likely at times. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. High temperatures back to the upper 80s. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet before this active weather arrives. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Broiling, broiling, broiling outside.
Hey, it's hot.
It's broiling, broiling, broiling. Temperature is boiling. In this heat, I'm toiling. It's hot. I can't stand this weather. It's not getting better. The mercury's continuing to rise. I won't be complaining until it starts a-raining. But for now, we sit around and fry. Broiling, 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 broiling. It's hot.
All right, 98, the official high today. I don't think we tied a record. No, we didn't tie a record. We tied yesterday for the hottest day of this year so far. The record for today was 100. We did not break that. Now, I was delighted today after I got to the radio station. I pulled into my space on the side of the building and took a quick check on the market, and I couldn't believe what I saw.
I'm shocked.
I said in the car to see the market up, the Dow up 500 plus points. So I was eager from that moment on to talk to Brad McDonald, who, as our listeners even know, identified earlier as Mr. Right on the Money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, how are you, sir?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing really well. It was a great day. And nice to finally come in here and have some action like that for a change, you know?
We had a listener. Did Joey transmit the request on the T-bills?
Yeah, he did. Joey sent me a text that the listener was asking about the 10-year bond and overall, you know, the overall bond market.
Yes, if you would comment on that.
The Fed, so on and so forth. And so, sure, I can weigh in on that. So, first of all, and I don't want to get too long in the tooth on this one, but
right.
But essentially, you look at what the Federal Reserve does. They really control two different sort of areas, if you will, of interest rate policy. The first one, which is the old school, the one that's been around since they were first created by Congress, is the federal funds rate, that short-term interest rate. And they do control that, and that's the one we talk about all the time when we come on the air, whether they're going to raise or lower interest rates. Typically, they'll do that in quarter of a point increments, and right now they're around the 2% mark, if you will. And so that rate affects things like, you know, 90-day T-bills, one-year treasury notes possibly, CD rates, things like that. The other thing is, and this is relatively new ever since they started their QE program back after the financial crisis, you know, this is something that the Fed had never really truly been involved with before, where they would go out with new money and creating all this money out of thin air, go into the open market and buy existing treasury bonds that were already out there trading. So they might go and buy, for example, 10-year treasuries, and they would do that on purpose, obviously, because they were trying to control the 10-year bond yield, which is what the, you know, 30-year mortgage, believe it or not, is pegged off of. And so the expressed intent there by the Fed was to try to bring down or keep down mortgage rates at a time during the financial crisis when we really needed liquidity and we needed help or the cost of capital to stay down so people could afford homes. But then they ended up with roughly about $4 trillion worth of stuff, whether it was treasuries, mortgage-backed bonds, derivative securities, subprime loans, you name it. They had purchased all this stuff, and it was sitting on the Fed's own balance sheet. Here in the last couple of years, they've begun to slowly unwind their balance sheet, so they've been selling some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely would weigh in on sort of what would happen to bond yields depending upon what they're selling. Now, that all of that's kind of a mouthful, but I think what we have to remember about the bond market, there is no other sort of entity, if you will, that has more of an impact on bond prices than the private market, the institutional market on a global scale. The Treasury bond market is the single most liquid market out there by far, and it's a huge, huge market. Trillions of dollars of treasuries that are traded every day. So if the rest of the world believes that we're heading into a global recession or something's just not right or they don't like the whole tone of the Chinese, U.S.-Chinese trade negotiations and all of that, then you'll see the market move swiftly ahead of the Fed, and they'll start buying 10-year treasury bonds, forcing those yields lower. And that's why we often talk about things like a flat yield curve or an inverted yield curve, that it could portend a recession or the market is sending you a signal. And that sets us up nicely for what happened today and why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at where interest rates are, think about what we just discussed. So federal funds rate around that 2% mark, let's say, those are short-term interest rates. Well, if the 10-year bond yield is around let's just say 225. That should not make sense to most people. If you think about it just intuitively, you don't have to be an expert in bond markets not to see that. You know, if you've got, say, a six-month rate at 2.25 and a 10-year bond yield at 2.25, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, typically you would expect that the longer you go out in terms of maturities, the more yield you should be able to earn. And the reason that it's like that is because the free market out there that controls the 10-year bond yield is sending a signal that interest rates need to come down because the world is heading towards a recession. And so today we got what is now being coined as the Powell put, meaning that Jay Powell and the rest of the Board of Governors, including the vice chair, have been speaking and saying that they are going to do what they need to do to make sure that the economy in the United States is stable. And what that basically means is, the first time they've really said it, is that they're ready to bring interest rates down, to start cutting interest rates. And we talked about this last week some, where, you know, the crazy part about it is everyone out there had been projecting that the Fed was going to raise rates 3 times this year, and now we're looking at over half the participants surveyed believe that we're looking at 3 rate cuts this year. And so that's why the market went up, plain and simple. It was all driven by the Fed, the whole prospect or the idea that they're going to start bringing short-term interest rates down. So
the next question, Brant, I know it can't go up 500 points every day, but does this signal a reversal? Because, you know, last week you made note of the fact that, you know, it's been 3 weeks of pretty much negative days in the market. No crash, just erosion from highs that were achieved a couple of months back. Is this signaling perhaps a more positive trend, regain some of those losses, or is this going to be kind of a day-to-day thing?
No, I really don't. I think at the end of the day, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, the rest of the world wants to see a trade deal get done, and they want to see some of these numbers start to turn around. You know, like yesterday we got ISM manufacturing numbers, and it contracted. You know, it was still showing that we were growing, but the pace of growth really fell off pretty dramatically. Then we got the tweet from, you know, Trump about the 5% tariff deal with Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and that really created a tremendous amount of anxiety. So we need to stabilize, and the market needed reassurances in a meaningful way, and they got that today from the Fed chair, just basically the Fed saying, we recognize that things are beginning to slow down a little bit. They even talked about the trade war. They said, we're monitoring this very closely. We know that this could lead to weakness, and we're prepared to act or prepared to move or take action to help provide stability for financial markets. And that's why the market reacted like it did, because it does need help, and that's why they're calling it a Powell put. So monetary policy goes a long way towards helping to provide stability. It's not a great ongoing solution, though. At the end of the day, you know, the market's going to need to see a lot of this uncertainty cleared up around trade, because everything, all these projections are made based on long-term, you know, cash flow analysis, discounting cash flows, looking at what corporations are doing in terms of CapEx, their willingness to invest money into various new projects, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of these CFOs and CEOs out there have begun to say, we're a little bit unsure about what to do, you know. I mean, really, think about it. If you're a CEO or a CFO, you're in charge of a giant company, you got to imagine it's extremely difficult to decide, am I going to put the plant in Mexico? Am I going to put it in America? What's the tax landscape? What are the subsidies going to be? What's the trade deal? Is USMCA going to get passed? Or are we going to be dealing with 5% tariffs? You know, or they might be saying, okay, we've already got operations in China. Do we need to go ahead and pull out, go somewhere else? We don't know. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and this is sort of what the market is dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And, oh, by the way, this is why I said last week, I think on a short-term basis, it's extremely difficult to make short-term moves in the market with all this going on. It's almost impossible, to tell you the truth.
And at the end of it all, it's great to see green on this,
yes,
on this
today,
Tuesday.
The Fed chair came in and saved the day. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
And, well, it's about time the Fed chair did something for this president. I feel like they've, you know, I know that it's supposed to be removed from politics, but I never believed that for a minute during the 8 years of the last miserable presidency. With that great economy, you know, it's good to see a break go the other way for a change.
Well, I think they actually are a little bit culpable in all this to begin with. They probably raised rates too much. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at the inflation readings.
They wouldn't have dared do that when Obama was president.
No. I mean, if you look at the inflation readings, we haven't seen any major hint of inflation.
Yeah, that's interesting. In fact, I noticed gas prices have come down a little bit lately, too.
Right, right. So, you know, that's, and gas prices are important. There's no doubt about it. It's not part of the core prices, you know, that we look at.
Right.
Core prices are so stable. We do have some wage pressure, and I will admit that. I mean, I know the Fed looks at wages, and but, you know, that's a good thing. And the thing about it is even with all that additional discretionary income that consumers have, they're buying things that prices are actually going down because of technology, because of the free markets at work. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We could discuss this for hours, but I just, all in all, when you look at the whole inflation picture as a whole, it just doesn't seem to be anything that's getting out of hand.
All right, Brent, and pick a Tuesday you can join us this month. We got a brand new boom out. If you had a chance, I'd like you to read my column. It's another tale from the Greg Files.
Yeah, man, I've got it sitting on my desk. I just need to open the thing up and read it. I really want to. And what I'm thinking is, let's do next Tuesday.
All right. Mark it down, young Joey.
Next Tuesday, all right.
Yeah, next Tuesday we'll come in, and I'll try to bring one of my team members with me.
That'd be great. We'll look forward to it.
All right, guys. Take care.
All righty. Thank you, Brant. If you would like to sit down with Brant and talk about your financial future, it's a great idea, because Brant would be the first to tell you, talk to somebody. If not him, talk to somebody. But we recommend you talk to him. You hear him on the air. He's very easy to sit down and ask questions and get some kind of a game plan going for those, for your future, the trains that come down the tracks of life that you should be prepared for. I wish I had a Brant McDonald 20, 25 years ago. My life would be very different right now. But it didn't happen. I'm not unhappy. I just could have made things a lot better for myself. So look at me as the opportunity that got missed. You be the person that takes advantage of it. 387-0094 for Brant and the incredible team at McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
When we come back, first of all, we have Paul Joseph Watson. We only played it once before. AOC is an idiot. After that plays, I've got to share with you something that's on my Facebook page from Modus AD. That used to be Michelle Obama's mirror. Wonderful website. Every day, a new blog post that is not only supported by fact and linked, but is incredibly creative. And I think it was Stick Shift Danny that turned me onto that. Oh, back in those early days when we were all wondering what the hell was going to come next, that became one of those go-to websites that helped. Kind of like David Blackman is now for us. He's been on vacation. I've missed him.
Yeah.
Missed him at 5:26. So that is next. And when we come back, wait till you hear what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has to say about her humble digs in D.C. She's full of crap.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a mess on I-85 southbound. There is an accident with injury. It's blocking the right lanes around the Mulberry Street exit, so be careful as you slow down in that area. And there's still a large crowd around the interchange, so watch it there. If you're on the boulevard, it's busy. We have some congestion around the Troy Highway, the interstate, and between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. And there seems to be a pretty large crowd headed out of the downtown area. Madison Avenue is real crowded all the way out to the Ann Street Federal Drive area. You'll get a break after that, and then it'll pick back up around Eastdale Mall headed towards Taylor Road. Let's be careful as we head home this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the After Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I haven't heard an accent that fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience. Really? Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I like the, like...
To her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like. Like.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
Just like, it's like, it's like this, like.
As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black, so that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drumroll please, 90% white and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child, because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
And like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she gonna go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she gonna start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm gonna say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you, but I can.
When was the last time a white lady
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling, so maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, I wanted to play a little Paul Joseph Watson because AOC's empty head has reared itself every day. Now, I got to admit, she's got legions of really ignorant fans. I don't know why, because she's young. She's the antithesis of what we usually see in Washington, old men, old women, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. And one side gets into power for a while, then they do stupid stuff, and then the other side gets in and they do stupid, and it goes back and forth. But we all know that AOC is a hardcore socialist, even though I don't think she has a clue about how it's going to work out. And like anything else, socialism, communism, same thing. The people, everybody that buys into it thinks they're going to be in a leadership role. Because the people who are in leadership roles in socialist or communist countries, they do okay, unless the ultimate leader decides they did something bad and they shoot them or get rid of them. Everybody else suffers because justice, equality, all of that hypothetical crap that they preach can only occur with equal misery for all. It's something that's happened over and over and over again throughout history, and they still don't get it. So, quoting from Modus AD, michellesmirror.com, we have the economic genius of AOC who doesn't even need 2 cents to give us her 2 cents worth. The woman who would be the spiritual, political, and fiscal leader of the new millennial age now lives in an unnamed luxury apartment building in the District of Columbia's expensive Navy Yard neighborhood. So who better to lecture us on the economics of real estate and how they should work? Quote from AOC, what we've been taught and what we have been conditioned to is that basic rights are a luxury and a privilege when they are not. Another world is possible, says the genius of AOC, who was mixing seven and sevens just 2 years ago. We can live in buildings that are not for profit or tenant owned, kind of like the ones they've been blowing up all over the country since the public housing solution was started and ended within a 30-year period. Tenant-owned, there are so many ways we can slice this, and we can structure it in a way where all people have the right to a dignified home. Every single building I've seen blown up on these demolition shows at one time was a dignified building. But they gave it to people who didn't work for it, and they turned them into undignified crap holes. And rather quickly, too, at warp speed. But I digress. She goes on to say the building is just like the new public housing development she toured. Unmentioned by AOC, however, is that her current residence offers a lot more than just clean air and water. That's all she said about her apartment. It's clean, it has public space, it has a rooftop garden. Y'all watching my Instagram know this. This is what a luxury building is like. But what she doesn't mention is that it offers a lot more. The building that AOC is in, newly constructed, built adjacent to a Whole Foods, also features an indoor lap pool and a rooftop pool, a rooftop dog park, and a dog wash station. Numerous gyms, including a Peloton cycling studio and a yoga studio, a demonstration kitchen with a wood-fired pizza oven, private massage rooms with a hydro massage bed, a golf simulator studio, a basketball court, a racquetball court, and a rooftop tennis court with a parabolic hitting wall in case you're alone with nobody to play with. Other than that, it's just like public housing. And the media just, Modus says, I'm not saying this is where the junior congresswoman from New York is calling home these days. Her office wishes not to discuss the actual location due to safety concerns. But, oh my God, to quote AOC, it is a newly constructed apartment complex in D.C.'s Navy Yard neighborhood adjacent to a Whole Foods with all those rooftop amenities that she thinks everyone else should have. How ironic, it's called The Collective. I don't care if these rubes are purposeful or genetically committed to communism. They are all enemies of the people and menace in our midst, and they must be removed. Now, you all know that she won that election because the Democrat that had it mailed it in, and she got 16,000 votes in a district in New York where the Democrat was Crowley that had it for all those years.
Yeah.
He didn't really try. He didn't think that, you know, so the only people that went out to vote for this little phenom. Now she's in Congress. And the media just, they can't get enough tongue up and down her behind. Because she's their socialist darling. But there are those out there like this column, it's on my Facebook page if you'd like to read the whole thing. Take a look at this thing that she lives in. Yeah, that's dignified housing, all right. I wonder what the monthly rent is. But, you know, you can go to $2,500 a month when you're making $175 a year. And then you have all these other deals on the side that you get for being a congresswoman that gets a lot of attention. It's amazing, isn't it? It's 537. Lewis Law, a local business that knows the ethic of hard work, now expanding and offering tractor-style mowers among their inventory at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They have been the place to go for the best in outdoor maintenance. When you're a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, you want a place that can take care of your equipment, that can back up the warranty on it, because the box store just can't do that. They don't have repair facilities. So buy from Lewis Lawn, get the best equipment, and know that they are there to keep it working for you. This is why the pros go there, because they can't take days off at a time waiting for something to get fixed. They need to partner up with people that can get them back on the job quickly. And it's just as important for the individual who likes to do their own. So we hope that you'll give them a chance the next time you have a need for a mower, blower, pressure washer, tractor mower, Zero Turn, X Marker, Echo, all the great brand names that they carry. A phenomenal staff headed by Chad Sasser, who knows all the manufacturers, rebates and incentives and discounts on a month-to-month basis. Haley at the counter, and a great team of mechanics behind the scenes to keep everything running smoothly. 244-9191 is their number, and they're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you a question, you know, about tariffs, and I'll hang up loose to you. What would be the money-wise with the tariffs from China and what we pay with China? And as far as money-wise and the difference is what I'm trying to say.
What would the difference be? What you mean with the tariffs?
Yeah. I know that we paid more, and they didn't only pay crap, but I was just trying to figure out what would be, how much money different-wise is what I'm just asking.
Honestly, I can't answer that question off the top of my head, but I can tell you the solution. It's called Buy American. Thanks, Tom. 539.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a mess on I-85 southbound. There is an accident with injury. It's blocking the right lanes around the Mulberry Street exit, so be careful as you slow down in that area. And there's still a large crowd around the interchange, so watch it there. If you're on the boulevard, it's busy. We have some congestion around the Troy Highway, the interstate, and between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. And there seems to be a pretty large crowd headed out of the downtown area. Madison Avenue is real crowded all the way out to the Ann Street Federal Drive area. You'll get a break after that, and then it'll pick back up around Eastdale Mall headed towards Taylor Road. Let's be careful as we head home this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Alabama is parched and we need some rain, and it looks like our weather is going to turn around in a big way before this week is over. But for tonight, partly cloudy, still dry, overnight low 72. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Some widely scattered pop-up storms for some lucky communities, but most towns will stay dry. Then scattered hit or miss storms become a little bit more numerous on Thursday. Thursday's high around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms likely at times Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. High temperatures back to the upper 80s. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet before this active weather arrives. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000
right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday.
Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
Two DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. Two DQ doubles with cheese. Only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. Two DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and two DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Summer's closer than you think. So are Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off appliance special buys, like an LG Mega Capacity Top Load Washer and Electric Dryer for just $5.98 each. That'll save loads. But hurry, just like summer, they'll be gone before you know it. Today is the day for doing, with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, WASP buys last, gas dryer extra. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, another clip from the trailer for Martin Scorsese's Bob Dylan Netflix documentary.
No clue. I got nothing. Something about music?
This has been another clip from the trailer for Martin Scorsese's Bob Dylan Netflix documentary.
Still got nothing.
Hey, remember I wanted to give you something intellectual that would... Mm-hmm. I'm not a college graduate, but I came across something from Bastion of Liberty. And it's one segment in a sequence of things that we've talked about, like the book 1984 and others. And I just want to go through this sequence of quotes.
Okay.
In 1984, people are controlled by inflicting pain.
Yes.
In Brave New World, people are controlled by inflicting pleasure. Orwell feared those who would deprive us of information. Huxley feared those who would give us so much that we would be reduced to passivity and egotism. I can almost see that today. What Orwell feared were those who would ban books. What do we have now? They're not banning books. They haven't started burning books yet, but they sure as hell do their best to keep anything conservative out of the news sources they control. I think people are wising up to that. What Huxley feared would be there was no reason to ban a book, for there would be no one who would want to read one. In short, Orwell feared that what we hate will ruin us. And there's a picture of a gun and a hand grenade there.
Mm-hmm.
Huxley, and I say that name thinking of Rick's, our big French bull.
Yeah, I know.
The big boy. Huxley feared that what we love will ruin us. And there's a picture of a computer mouse and a remote. In other words, it's kind of like, this is way oversimplifying it, but Zager and Evans in the year 2525 foretell that we will eventually evolve. We won't need arms and legs because everything will be done for us. But I thought that was pretty profound because so much of what we just heard there is pertinent to today.
Well, and I mean, George Orwell, his idea is that why do political parties seek power? They might claim for the sake of liberty, for the sake of equality, for wealth or health or whatever. They give a lot of reasons, but the party in 1984 understands at the end of the day, though they don't always share it with the public they're controlling, that the object of power is power. And the way that you know for certain you have power over somebody is by inflicting pain on them and making them suffer. It is the idea of 2 + 2 = 5 is the idea that you will make people believe what you want. In many ways, it's Chernobyl I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
When you're gone.
They brought that up.
The Soviet Union's official position is that the government officials assigned to look into it is that the official position from the government is a nuclear catastrophe couldn't happen on Soviet soil. The Chinese government today still continues to not recognize the Tiananmen Square massacre. Uh-huh. And in fact, they've gone to such lengths now because when people use that language, they censored it. People started using different cryptology or symbols or codes to send messages about the massacre. They're now wise to that. So if you try to send a text message in China or any sort of digital message in China about that event to other Chinese citizens, it will immediately be censored. So much control they have.
God.
Huxley's interesting because Huxley's idea is how do you control human beings? He didn't think the Iron Fist would work completely. Neither did Orwell, just given the example I gave. But Huxley thought the best way you control people is by bypassing the rational, logical mind. You get to their psychology, you get to their emotional drives, to their cravings, their addictions. So if you read Brave New World, everybody takes Soma, the special drug. You take a little bit, it makes you happy. Take a little bit more, it relaxes you more. Take even more, it puts you to sleep. And everybody's hooked on their Soma rations. And then sex is completely unhinged and unhooked from love. Everybody, it belongs to everybody, is their phrase. And they watch things called feelies, which are essentially like these fully immersive virtual reality movies. And they have these wild orgies. And the one character in that, I believe his name's John, who grew up outside the society, is brought to that society. And he, based on some Shakespeare he knows, he actually practiced what they call self-flagellation. He whips himself in order to feel alive. And when he escapes and is just trying to be alone, the authorities get onto him, but they don't capture him. What they do is when he's kind of making himself suffer, they bring television cameras and media, and they make a spectacle of one of the most meaningful things in his life.
So it's the idea of spectacle and drug addiction and entertainment and also knowing your place. Completely, they engineer all human beings, so nobody's born. They're all test tube babies, and some are alphas, some are all the way on the bottom of the totem pole, epsilons, knowing your place. It's both together, Brave New World and 1984 are, you should read them together. They're remarkable into how tyranny could happen.
Do the Cliff Notes count?
Not really. I will say Brave New World, I think, is much, it's like reading a psychedelic trip. It's the crazy how that book's written. 1984, George Orwell is just a brilliant, straightforward writer.
There's one other thing that I caught this afternoon, just browsing an aggregator website called Babbitt Blue. They're making the movie Midway, a movie depicting the Battle of Midway, that's coming out on Rich Thomas's birthday. So it's a war movie that we can go see, and we don't have to invite Emily if we don't want to.
No, you don't. Do your thing.
No, Emily, because we go to war movies and we don't invite girls. She's been riding us about that a little bit. But the interesting thing about this is this: there was a movie about Midway made in '76 with Charlton Heston, a lot of those that era of actors, and there was a lot of very. They switch back between scenes they shot and then actual World War II footage. This isn't going to be that. I just hope they don't destroy, because it's truly a story that needs a great movie. A couple of things that ruined that movie in the 70s, other than one amazing scene, is the casting sucked. Now, I guess who's going to play Admiral Nimitz in this one?
Who?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, wow.
But if he can play Archie Bunker, I guess he can play Nimitz.
When he's properly motivated.
Just don't do what they did in Pearl and put frickin' Alec Baldwin in as Jimmy Doolittle. That was nothing more than it was a slap in the face then. In 2001 when it came out, I said, you got to be kidding me. Alec Baldwin is Jimmy Doolittle. They could have put Peter Dinky in there and had a more realistic cast for that role. But they went crazy with the CGI in the Pearl Harbor movie they did in 2001. Tora 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 is very authentic. They used actual aircraft, and they shot a lot of scenes, and a couple people got killed in making that movie. They didn't want to, of course, but it happened because they went to such great lengths to authenticate the attack. But don't turn it into a video game like they did with Pearl, the one with Ben Affleck, another great casting catastrophe. Josh Hartnett was okay because he looked like a 40s guy. Ben Affleck looks like a douchebag in 2019, and guess what? He looked like a douchebag at Pearl Harbor, too. So I'm excited about this. The thing they did in Pearl that really destroyed the movie was the dogfights and the things as the American pilots finally got airborne and responded. They had these planes doing things that they could not do. I know these aircraft very, very well. I have watched them reenact the attack on Pearl Harbor at the Commemorative Air Force Air Show. They even used explosions on the ground and stuff. But these planes, you know, they weren't that fast. But in that movie, they had them moving like 500 miles an hour and doing maneuvers, flying in between buildings and belly to belly. It was stupid. I like authenticity, damn it. That's why you get the very real 100%.
Joey!
Next. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch checking out your afternoon traffic, and there's still a problem on I-85 southbound. There's an accident at the Mulberry Street exit. It is being cleared up, but it's slowing traffic down as you approach the interchange. If you're on I-65, it's clear both north and southbound, and traffic's rolling at a speed limit ride. We do see a lot of congestion on the boulevard. It's crowded right around the Troy Highway, also around I-85 and the Wetumpka Highway, so be careful there. If you're on Taylor Road, it's really crowded all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road, and there is a jam up up if you're on I-85 northbound right as you cross Taylor Road. The pickup trucks have invaded and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusai.